Thank you for tuning into the show. Of course, ad-free versions of this episode and all our episodes are available on our Patreon for just $1 a month. That kind of thing means the world, and it helps us keep the lights on. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, comment, and share. Do all that good algorithm stuff. And without further ado, let's get on with today's episode. Where we go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Jason. I'm the Dungeon Master. Going around the table, starting with Alex.
Hello, I'm Alex. I play Kanan, human warlock.
And Brianna.
Hello, I'm Brianna Marie, and I play Runes, the Thaden monk and barbarian. Mostly monk.
And Jasper.
Hey everybody, I'm Jasper. I play, excuse me. Oh my gosh, must be that bullet old-fashioned cocktail that I've been drinking. Start that one over. Hey everybody, I'm Jasper.
Maybe in the future we'll have that as a sponsor. Like I'll write a letter. Like I don't know.
Did I just say write a letter?
Let's
see how that's thing.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Oh no! Get back here! Get back here! We did this right. We set everything up correctly this time. No, you're not allowed to leave that chair.
Yeah, you have to stay.
I have to write a letter.
Well,
I feel my body dying all around me.
In any case, I am Jasper, and I do play Petrichor Mulch, the Vanali shaman druid. It's druid.
Yeah, I'm druid. And last and certainly not least, Susan.
Hi, I'm Susan. I'll be playing Tamika Fildehan, the shifter sorcerer. Wild mage, but that's old. Whatever.
Good news, bad news. Let's start with all the good news. Okay, now let's move on to bad news. Now, the bad news is you guys are very injured in this watery cave. Some of you have many broken appendages, no arms, our friend Alex has. Terry's missing an eye. Orbital.
We should clarify the arm is still attached to Alex.
Yeah, no, my arm's gone. Still there.
Gone, ripped off.
Oh, oh, gone.
Was I not clear? In the water.
Yeah, no. I said broken. I didn't say broken off. I should have clarified. Him. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please. No. Professore, my arms. Professore.
Nah, he's just got jiggle bones right now. So it's pretty rough. You guys are marching. Basically, you've pulled yourself out of the water. Thanks to Dog and Terry and everybody kind of pulling together here, and no one died, no one drowned. But now begins this arduous march through this wet, claustrophobic cave. This reservoir that it looks like they were dumping garbage into or something. They were just they were kind of like dumping stuff that they weren't using into this hole, including you guys, kind of channels out into this thin, almost a corridor. And it's just big enough that you guys could march two by two, but you'd kind of be rubbing shoulders the entire way.
I'm just looking at my notes. I think like right after we fell in, we're like, okay, we can't move. So we bedded down.
Yeah, that's where you left off, is like we'll describe it as like on shore, but where this empties out, you're right next to a corridor that's like thin. So this was like Terry's hunkered against the wall, and like you guys are just getting your bearings. Now, I don't want to be presumptuous, but maybe a short rest is in order?
For sure.
You guys want to take a short
long rest?
Let's not jump to conclusions. I mean,
yeah, I think we all were stabilizing the two people who clearly needed stabilizing.
Yeah.
Which was Kanan and Terry.
Let's kick off by taking a short rest. If you go to the top of your character sheet there, you'll see S rest and L rest. We're going to S rest.
So for the listeners, I rolled an 8. Patrick rolled a 6. Kanan rolled a 12 plus 4, so
16.
I rolled three of my dice. Sorry, I rolled three
okay.
of them.
16
and
total.
And Runes rolled a 9.
9 so far. Good.
I'm gonna roll a couple here myself.
Oh, I mean, I might as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll more because
Petrichor rolled one at a time, 5.
So
the only problem is we don't get him back till long rests.
Yeah, but
if it lets me live for now, I'll take all 20 of those points.
Yeah. All right, so we're back in action at least.
Yeah, I'm a little bit over half.
Let me roll for Terry. One, okay,
nice, Terry. Okay.
And one more. That's a 6 so far because he has a plus 1 in
nice
con. And one more. Oof, that's a 1.
Aww. You know what? That's Terry in a nutshell. That's him.
He's up, he's down. It's so
little bitty sauce, lot of bitty cheese. Yeah.
How's Dog doing?
I'm about to roll for Dog next, and then you guys have a decision to make.
Roll for Dog.
Because Dog's leveled up, and there's a new system I wanted to implement in fucking May, but now we get to do it.
Oh, yeah, the hirelings or the buddies or whatever. I forgot what you call them. Yeah. Not hirelings, you call them something
not
else.
Not hirelings. No.
That's for Munchkin.
So let's talk about Dog. Let's talk about Dog real quick here. So, as you guys level up, Dog is also going to get stronger and get more skilled and stuff. And as we level up, you're going to be you're going to be offered sometimes 2, 3, 4 different options. So your dog is going to be different than everyone else's dog out there if they continue to level her up. Now, the first choice is just binary. It's super simple, and it is totally up to you. Obviously, Dog is going to level up and get some more hit points here. But Dog is subject to roll for hit points just like any of you are. You have two options. We can add an extra die to the damage of Dog's bite attack, or Dog can have advantage when rolling for their hit points.
Advantage.
Yeah, advantage.
I let Jasper pick.
Tank Dog. It's your choice.
I feel like the advantage is fun. And also, I don't think of Dog as an attack dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel
Dog's
like...
Dog's a big fucking tank.
Yeah, but just that's not Dog's personality.
And less likely to die.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just do that.
It's just by nature of being out there, right? Doesn't not a mean dog, not an attack dog, but if she needs to help defend, the world is showing her, oh, not everyone's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kids kick me sometimes.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes. So here's what we're going to do. It's a D6 for Dog. So Jasper, I think it's only right that you roll 2D6 and we'll take the higher one.
Oh, sorry. 2D6, you said?
Yeah, just roll another one because it's advantage.
There you go. What was the worst one?
Well, they're both three.
There you go.
But that's plus one. So that's 13, baby. 13 total hit points now for Dog.
Yay.
That's...
Dog is almost as strong as I am.
Dog's been kicked a lot. Like,
I'm at 31 max. So Dog's at half my hit. Basically, Dog is like half as strong as a human being right now.
And doesn't have broken arms.
And has all their limbs. Yeah.
If you spent the money, you can get custom armor and stuff for Dog.
Jasper nods like he's already thought of that. He's like, oh yeah, he's been saving.
Terry's gonna hook Dog up.
Yes, he is.
Oh, we have coupons, right? Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he owes us a platinum card. Hey, to thank us for your caved-in skull, how about some custom armor?
Speaking of which, you guys are bandaging and just trying to basically just stop the bleeding. There are two people I really want to check in because their injuries are grievous. Terry is one of them just because like his entire eye has just been caved in. Like he's been holding it the entire time. And like until he got healing, it was just wet blood, right? Because you guys are fresh out of the water. So it's that runny, like watered down paint almost. So like the entire time, and now it's healed, but getting healing isn't going to fix his eye. It's gone. Like that's it. So like it's painful. It's all scar tissue and messed up now. Like he's like in shock, for lack of a better term. And obviously Kanan has two broken arms. What do you do about that? Like, I'm asking, what do you do about that? I'm asking Kanan.
Kanan would think back to the whatever training they got from the White Ravens, like, hey, field dressing, lesson one, how to make a splint or whatever the tactic is for when you are injured, like a broken limb. How to keep it steady temporarily, because he knows he can't fix this. Or he might have been the only one who can fix it, because I do have healing magic, but I can't use my magic because my hands is broke. So I think he would try to instruct someone to help him make splints for his arms, because they are, I can't do it myself.
Petrichor's got, he's a roughly a healer. He's got cure wounds and healing word and all sorts of things going on. So he would jump in on whatever.
Okay.
He's probably had, I think all of us have had similar training at least.
Yeah, I think it's something, it's probably something we all took, I would assume, in the training course. So he would instruct Petrichor, like, please, please help.
I got you. I got you. Just lay back.
So, I didn't want to get into this at the end of the last session because so much had happened and it was a feel-good moment. And I, you know, I'm not one to take one of those away. So, I don't appreciate those faces. So, what we're going to have to do is set these bones.
Oh, no. This, we've done this before.
Yes. Mm. Now, if we check The Adventurer's Guide to Theria, Volume 1, a product we actually do make a little money on if people buy it.
Whoa, whoa, what? What's in this book, Jason?
Lots of stuff. Considering we're probably going to touch on a lot of stuff, but we'll let that thing right there. We're going to have to set these bones, and that means a medicine check with a DC of 16 to properly set an arm. We're going to have to do that twice. And if you properly set it, those arms will be usable again in 7 days.
Hooray.
Yeah, well, at the very least, you can get it set up, get back to town, and hopefully find somebody with some, you know, like we're talking
clerics,
regeneration up in terms of magic. So usually there's some that church high level cleric in town, something like that. You can usually purchase their
In the sin-free streets of Durnhollow?
Well, it's harder. Don't get me wrong. It's Aubrey's your better bet.
Less sin-free now than it used to be.
It's a hell of a lot better bet than in this cave.
Yes.
Fair.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess someone's assisting Petrichor with the setting of these bones. Okay. So... how about we do this? Let's do it the fun way. Petrichor, pick an arm, right or left. What's your favorite?
actually, so he's Petrichor. He's gonna say, "All right, boss. You righty or lefty? Remind me."
I'm right-handed.
And as he's saying, "I'm right-handed," he's gonna do whatever he's supposed to do to the other one. Right.
So it's not it's basically like right now it would be worse if more time had passed and the bone had started to set and you got to break it again to, nothing like that, but just moving it around is super painful. So basically he's got splints, so he's gonna kind of mummied up, or he looks like he's very cross, like he's just you know what I mean.
Aww.
So can I get a medicine check with advantage?
Sure can.
Oh, okay. That's a 14. Okay. That's just that we're just shy. It's not the end of the world. It's still, it's good enough right now. It's like, hey, we're going to have to, oh boy, I hope we're not down here a week. Let's maybe, you know, get the other one set up. And for that, we're going to turn to Runes to do the other one. Runes,
please,
Runes. Medicine check.
Okay.
With advantage.
Oh, it automatically rolled it instead of asking me if I wanted to do advantage, so I'm going to roll it again.
No, advantage was good. No.
Good. Oh, it was good? Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Well,
that's fine. That one. So that arm's in way better shape. That arm's, you know, like it's maybe he coughed or something during the, it's like, like he pulled when he shouldn't have. But everything's fine. The one arm's a little janky, but the other one's set. But the problem is, with two set arms, you're not going to be able to use those arms very much. Now, you can use stuff like weapons and things like that, but everything's with a disadvantage. Anything involving your arms is disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And it is obviously going to make your journey a bit more difficult. So
there is one spell that I can do without arms. And it's an old trusted friend of mine. It's obviously not Thunderclap. Vicious Mockery. Is the one I can pick up. I can still mock creatures.
That sounds perfect. We're all fighting. You're just in the background just yelling curses at people.
Hell yeah.
That's fuck you, bitch. My arms hurt.
Can I get a perception check from everyone, please?
Rolls are not good tonight. Two.
We're not even, we haven't even gotten started. It's fine. You're warming up.
You're normal. Fine.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, okay. There it is.
So, most of you here, specifically, oh God, Tamika and Kanan and Dog are going to hear this kind of a wet, slappy skitter. Just kind of a, like it's like a, something. It almost sounds like a flat tire, almost like a big, wet, hairy flat tire. Almost like a, it's a weird amalgamation of sounds. But you're going to hear that way down this corridor because everything's kind of got an echo to it. And you're like, okay, I don't like, it doesn't necessarily sound intimidating. It just sounds, it's like, okay, there's definitely stuff alive down here. And who rolled the, oh, both 16. Okay. In the deep water where you guys were, just out of the corner of your eye, you're going to see something kind of like break the water for just a second. You're going to see like something like bloop, and then like those rings radiate like from out and then nothing.
I don't think we're alone down here.
You guys are on dry land for the most part. Like this little corridor has like a, the ground kind of slopes down. So there's this thin channel of sludge water that's kind of runoff. But yeah, you're pretty much on dry land now.
Is it coming from the direction we need to go down, or is it coming from deeper in the cavern? Well, I can't really tell, can I? Because we're deep in the cavern itself. There's no, I don't see.
There's only one way out of here, out of this particular. You're in a dead end, so like, there's only one way out, and that's this thin corridor. You may get more options later.
So for Tamika, you're going to see one of her ears like twitch towards the source of the noise. And then you're going to see like, she's going to see the ripple, and then she's going to point her head that way. And she's never the perceptive one ever. So this is like her time to shine. And then it's going to make eye contact with Kanan.
Yeah, he'll look back and he'll mouth like, what the fuck? Like, and make a very unsure face. Well, he's made this face all the time because he's very unsure about everything.
Honestly, this day has just been unsure.
Yeah.
Dog's fur is going to kind of like bristle and like they're kind of like going to like hunch down a little bit. Just Sheebs are not intimidating creatures. You know, you're not like, if it's them or a Doberman, like it's, you know, so like, but like just kind of this poor wet dog who's been through a bunch and it's just kind of like, you know, just, so definitely knows it's coming from that direction, the way you need to leave.
And if this was a cinematic moment, I'd just like to point out that both Dog and Tamika's eyes probably have that shine that dogs have in the darkness. Just like looking straight at this thing.
Terry's going to lean back against like the cavern wall. And this is kind of like a half pipe ramp, the way the cavern, this passageway is. And he's going to use it to kind of like stand up, but very much still holding his eye. And he's going to start to try and like tug bits and pieces of this heavy armor off. Cause it's been more of a burden than a help. And he's just, I think the best way to put it is like, he's just kind of done. Like it's like, okay, I've had enough today. Like this is fucked. Like God.
This is not normal, Terry. This is not how adventurers life, successful adventurers don't live this way. Okay. Don't let it disturb you from the career path, please.
So the poor guy's got a broken arm, a caved in eye socket. And like, he's kind of alternating between like, just trying to like shrug pieces of, you know, so It'll be like a few minutes of him like taking bits and pieces of this heavy armor off, but he'll get down to like, you know, just like cloth, basically. Mm. He's just like, done.
Runes would kind of like approach and reach out like he wants to help, but also like he's kind of nervous to even touch Terry because he's so fucked up. But he'll be there to like help if Terry needs it while he's taking off the armor, because...
Yeah, he definitely wouldn't like shake anyone away or anything like that. Like, you guys didn't do anything. It's more just, it's like, look, we got to get out of here. Cause sitting in this wet ass cave, it's like, okay, you don't need to be a seasoned adventurer or a skilled traveler to know. It's like, this is not an advantageous position. This whole thing is pretty much as bad as it can get in terms of being left in the middle of nowhere. So yeah, he's just trying to, it's like, okay, what'll help me travel faster? These are tight corridors. This is heavy armor. Bye. So just chunk, clunk, clunk, bits and pieces of this just being tossed in, you know, on the ground.
I guess if we're all in a condition to walk, I think Kanan would, even with his broken arms, would step forward and say, we have to get out of here. We can't sit in here. And he's going to look towards Tamika and then back towards the water and say, I didn't really catch how big it was, but do you think it's large enough to stop us from getting out of here?
I don't know. I just saw a glimpse of it. Probably just the same amount you saw.
And he'll nod. Okay. And like he'll try to rub his chin, but then he'll remember he can't move his hands. He can't move his arms. So he's like, and he'll look to Petrichor and say, I think we need to make a break for it. And then back to Runes. And I think we could really use your help for this one, Runes. We need to lean on you. If something is in that water and comes to grab us, we're going to need you to cover us and protect us. At least, and he looks to Terry, at least to get Terry safe. And he looks back to Terry and says, I'm so sorry about everything. This is very unusual. This is not how things go. It's not supposed to be like this.
I swear this never happens.
It never happens.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know what else to tell the guy. Like, you know, he doesn't want to ruin his dream, but at the same time, he wants to be realistic.
And again, he's not mad at anybody in the party. It's more just like, yeah, it's just like he's just kind of like, let's just get going. He's almost in denial about like, it's like, oh, if we get out of this cave, my eye will be all right. Like he's not thinking clearly. Like he's just, it's mm-hmm. like, we got to get out of here. So he's just kind of like sort of repeating that off and on every once in a while. So he's just kind of like nodding, but like he'll have fractured, like the broken arm, like he'll kind of put on your shoulder to kind of like guide him. The sad thing is you have two broken arms.
I like envision that. I'm in that weird like straw man kind of get up.
The arms akimbo.
They have the support, and you can see one is like made from like untrimmed large sticks that have not been shaved or anything, like large, just like thick tree branches that maybe Petrichor grew to put under there. And the other one is like runes using fine like wood. They managed to snap some wood in pieces and make it look a little bit more presentable. So it's two different styles of supports doing this. They're both doing the same thing essentially, but it's just like they don't match. They're just way off. So he's just with these weird supports under his arms. He'll look to Runes and say, okay, I it's a lot to ask, but I need you to cover us on the part that's facing the water, if you don't mind.
And Runes will nod and kind of move to the side. Like the vibe of like, you know, when a parent is like walking their kid to the bus stop and they're like, you go on the inside path. Like that's kind of the vibe is like, yeah, okay. That's if that's where I need to be. Yeah.
So
that's why that's how I envision it.
It sounds like we kind of got a little Minds of Moria entrance thing here, where like some people are facing the path forward, and then some people are like kind of watching the rear in case tentacles show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Kanan will look to the rest of the party and basically say, "If you guys have anything left, I think now would be the time to use it if we get into some dangerous situations." And he'll try and point to himself. I don't have anything left myself.
And as an aside, just as Runes is pushing everyone like towards the center, Tamiko will grab Runes' hand and like, "Don't worry, I got your back." And just like squeeze his hand and then just like look towards the water with Runes.
And he'll squeeze back and let her be like, he still kind of wants to be a little bit in front of her too, but yeah, only because she's small, not because
do we have dark vision, everybody? I mean, I do. Don't, but you do, Petrichor? Do you have it?
I don't believe so.
No, nope.
Jason covered. Doesn't give creatures,
Thaden doesn't have it then either. You don't have it either, Bree?
Nope, okay. Only the googly oh eyes my God. Have dark am vision.
Am I the only one with dark vision?
So
that is the not way... the usual party makeup. Most people usually, it's like, yeah, everyone's got dark vision.
Yeah,
I have dogs got dark vision.
So not to play too much tactics here, but Runes is on the side facing the water with Tamika, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least close by. That means Petrichor, if you don't mind, shepherding us through this place.
I was about to ask, who's our point man?
I mean, you have Dog with you too, and I think Dog has a better sense of direction in these situations than we would.
So, yeah, Petrichor would... It just makes sense to lead the charge, going down wherever we need to go. Dog is going to stay close. As much as Petrichor can, you know, command Dog, like, you know, go on a little bit or something like that, you know, scout ahead, but not much. Okay. It's not like Dog, go check down the corridor and come back and tell us what's going on, but more like I imagine if we were to be walking, that Dog would be doing that sort of zigzag back and forth and sniffing and sniffing and sniffing and sniffing and sniffing, but not too far away. But yeah, I got you. Okay. All right, let's make our way.
And Kanan will say, "Do you want me to give you a little light? Because that's one of the only things I can do."
I sure wouldn't complain about that.
Okay, and you have like a staff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then with my voice and the little bit of material that I'm going to ask Petrichor to get out of my little utility pouch. I'm going to ask him to put it in one of my hands, and he'll put it in my hand, and I'll cast my spell for light on his the end of his staff.
I just picture it's like, ow, just kind of
20 feet. So we have a dim light. We have a bright light for 20 feet radius and dim light 20 feet after that.
Oh, okay. That's going to be invaluable. Okay. Let's talk about travel die. Now, in a situation like this, the overworld map doesn't concern us. Travel die rules are still pretty much the same, though. For every die value you go up, it's a half hour of travel. So right now you roll a D4 and, you know, that's 30 minutes. Every die value you go up. I can't tell you in a situation like this how much time you have down here. But I will be giving you options. And those options, you know, routes to take and stuff like that, those options are going to either add or take away time. I know! Really, I love it too!
It seemed mechanically, I love it, but as a player, it's like, fuck.
Yeah, no, that's evil. Yeah. I love it. Let's go. All right. I like these mind games you're playing. That's fun. Well,
you didn't think
Karen,
you were just going to walk
here, Karen? Karen would take the highest. She's right away.
Oh,
she'd
yeah.
Like, we'll do the D20. We'll do
D100. Let's go.
Yeah. Just let me cut you a deal, Karen. And then,
then I'd own her house. That's how it usually goes.
Well, Karen's lost like six characters. So let's not go off what she does.
Yeah, but she broke the record with Captain Gray. So
she's playing one in hell right now because of how dead that character is.
Jasper, how you feeling about the situation? Of course, you can feel free to talk to the group about it. Now, the way this works, let's say you pick a high or die value, right? You get all that time simulated. So I'll be asking you guys, right or left, something like that, in case if it's something small. If there's a bunch of different options, I'll give you a chance to kind of suss things out. And then I'll tell you, we're adding this much time. We're taking away this much time because of this.
So, you know, we've been through a lot.
You have.
And it's really bad. The situation has not been this bad probably since before we started the White Ravens in our training. However, high rolls are really fun. You know, high risk, high reward. I'm leaning towards going up there, but I don't know what everybody else thinks here.
Here's the thing. I think it sounded like a joke earlier. When we're not on the overworld map in situations like this, D100s are an option.
I don't think I'm that
no,
risky. Right
no, now. I'm just letting you know what your options are. I think everyone should know, you know.
I'm on the D12 side of things.
Ooh, okay.
Not see, I was on the D10.
Yeah,
D10.
Yeah.
Okay, D10. Wait.
That's fine. I get it.
As we size up, the rewards also increase, correct?
They yes, do.
That's what he said, yeah.
So imagine like rolling like a 65 on a D100.
But what's
that's
a threshold?
Pretty good, what if, right? What like, that's a threshold a neat for bad. Thing.
But what if we buy 50 lotto tickets, right?
yeah. You're right.
Like I'm over here like, yeah, all of Karen's characters are dead, but also yeah. What if we got like a 75? That'd be
but
really
that means
good,
we're
right?
Due.
yeah, true.
But yeah. What's the threshold for bad on a D100?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's 50-50, baby.
50-50, yeah.
It's 50-50. Yeah. Wow, you hear that noise?
All right. I feel like, you know, the average between D10 and D100 is a D12.
No.
Mathematically.
Yeah.
Logically.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we use science for this.
Couple numbers missing in there, but yeah, I'll go with it.
I honestly, I feel like I'm D12 in.
Okay.
But I also don't want to make that decision. I know if anybody's absolutely objects.
I'm really glad you're making the decision.
I trust in you fully. This is all up to you, Jasper.
Yeah, you're the trailblazer right now. Plus, I already broke my arms. I only got two legs and a neck left, so.
That's true. I've had some bad rolls tonight, though.
But that means you're due for a good roll.
Exactly.
All right, all right. I'm just going to do it.
Do it.
Yeah. D12.
Do it. Second passing.
I'm really sorry, yeah. Everybody, when this turns out bad.
No, it's going to be great.
It'll be fucking amazing. Let's
nine.
Go. Let's
nine.
Go.
Not bad. That is.
Above average. Yay.
That is above a six.
So the trek begins. This is a sad trudge, as you can imagine. Like these wet boots clomping down this rocky passageway, and you got people kind of hanging onto each other. You know for a fact, like you could see this light kind of bobbing and stuff. So like every once in a while, you're just like, you know, someone's like watching the corridors behind the passageway behind you coming up just to make sure that there's nothing to jump at you along the way. You're going to start to see some stuff. There is a kind of a phosphorescent algae that's built up. It's like a pale green, but it is definitely glowing. Like it is, like if you cover the light from your staff for just a second, it's like, Oh, you know those like 80s glow in the dark t-shirts? Like you got a Thundercats fucking t-shirt thing. Yeah, like that. Like that strong. Like it's not very bright. It's just like, oh, cool. You know, like, but there's probably like, it's like, oh, is that like radioactive? Is that what's right? But you know, I feel like Petrichor would have a decent chance to kind of like suss it out. That's, and I think, yeah, go ahead, please.
No, I was going to say, I was going to actually ask, would Petrichor be able to know more about it or be interested
in
it?
Please give me a nature with advantage, sir.
Oh, wow. Six. I am bad rolls tonight.
Oh, no. Hold on.
No.
You did the 9 when it counted. Like, that's like that 1 and 3. Well, that's a 1. We'll drop the 1 to take a 3. So 6 total.
I'll take it as, look, he probably would, but right now he's been rattled.
So, like, as you're kind of checking this out, and like it doesn't seem to like it by itself doesn't seem to be dangerous or anything, but like it hasn't appeared naturally anywhere you know of. Like you haven't seen it, so like it's kind of like so you might even take like a little sample of it or something to just kind of like, oh man, let me study this. Who knows what's in there? You're gonna see rats. And it'll probably be 2 or 3 off and on. But the thing about these rats are their skulls are completely exposed. So it's just brain. Like you're seeing them. Yeah.
Skull or brain?
No. So like this portion of their skull, it's concave, so you can see their brain and their skull is cradling the brain. So there's like a couple of like bony tendrils holding the brain in. But
why,
like,
would that happen? This is God's mistake here. Like, this is... that is a Pippin level folly, yeah. And man was not involved. So,
so you're gonna see them run by and. You've seen rats before, obviously. If you've done any city living or something like that, these rats are probably about 1.5 times the size of a good, like, this is like a good 6 or 7 pound rat, like it looks like. And they're going to stop and, like, look at you, like, and kind of like, ah, and then wander by. Like, they're not running from you.
Yeah.
Yes. Bree, please.
Okay. So, first question. A very important question. Mm-hmm. Do these rats look like, oh, this is just how their species evolved to become? Or does it look like, oh, there's something horrible in here that's doing body horror experiments on creatures? Because I don't like the second one.
Says the character with a mouth in its chest.
Excuse me.
That was part of God's
that
plan.
That is peak performance.
Efficiency.
You might not like it.
Can I get a nature check? Just a regular old nature check?
Okay. Oh, 17. Whoa. I know a lot about rats. I have a friend who's really into rats.
It's true.
Yeah, you do.
I do. He's a cool guy.
These do not appear to be natural. Like, it's not, like, you don't know of anything like that. It's like, that's really fucking weird. Like, I don't
So this looks like something that was done to these rats, not
purposefully, but like maybe something, you know what I mean? Like that would be your guess if you had to, like, if the conspiracy theory portion of your brain went off and you're just like, that ain't natural, man, game over. Like, you're, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like,
that's most of Brianna's brain. Runes is supposed to be calmer, but like, Brianna's immediately panicking. And she hates this and wants to leave now.
You guys are going to travel for 1.5 hours, basically, like this. And you're going to see stuff.
I got to cast light again then.
Yeah.
It's an hour.
And you're going to see stuff like off and on that's just, it's like, okay, that's fucking weird. And you're going to see like big, thick spider webs. When I say thick, I mean they look thick. You no believe.
Sorry.
No,
I saw you making this hand movement.
It was involuntary. God, stop it. Fucking New York. No, it's so like it looks like yarn. Like it's thick. Like it look like all you yarn heads out there, I don't know what grade of yarn, standard yarn, like yarn, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
That's, I think a lot of yarn people are really upset with you right now because
you're going to get so much, so many emails.
I'll start apologizing.
People care a lot about or not at all.
That's it. Yeah. No. Okay. Well, I'll start apologizing to Lisa and work my way down.
Yep. Get to Natasha next. And then
at least your priorities are in order.
Yeah.
No. You don't want her mad.
I mean, the people who can yell at me are the first ones I apologize to. That's, after about an hour and a half, you guys are going to reach a point where the path kind of splits up into three different directions. And there's kind of a, there's a bit to the right where it just kind of, it looks like the corridor just kind of breaks off and it's pretty much more of the same. You're going to, it's wet and kind of clumpy and it's about like not quite ankle deep water. Like it's right around the soles of your boots, but every once in a while it gets higher or lower. And that pretty much continues on. And the left path appears to go down like probably like 40 degrees, something like that. It slopes down. And then there's a passage near the middle that isn't so much a passage, but like it looks like a hole you can climb up into. And it looks like there's like you shine a light and it's like, okay, it does go somewhere and it looks like it's big enough for us to fit inside. Now, I will say before you choose anything, dog stops near that left-hand side, the one that's sloping down, and just freezes, like locks in place and it's like, just like gurring down that left.
Let's go the other way.
Yeah, other not way. That one. Not that one. Not that one.
I trust dog more than I trust myself.
Same.
Yeah.
Dog's a better leader than me, so we listen to dog from now on.
That's right.
In dog we trust.
Because Kana was just about to say, left looks good. Left it looks downhill. Great, yeah, it looks easy.
We can slide. We don't have to walk. If our legs are rest.
Like a dog like grabs your sleeve. It's like,
All right.
I have really bad perception, but I have dark vision. So should I look down the other two?
Ooh.
No one else can say what they see. It's just dog and I.
Shit, you're right. That's true. Yeah. All broken arms and bad communication here. Like, it's just bad. Yeah.
I'm going to look down the other two, and I'm probably not going to see shit. Because, oh, wait, Jason. Hey, I've been in the last two things.
It's true. She's been in the live shows, and we said that she would get a plus one.
I've been in the last two.
Yep.
I think if you're ever going to use it, I think now would be the time, right?
Okay. Plus one for attendance for coming to our live shows, which are at Saturday, 4 p.m. EST.
Oh, Petrichor is going to say, you won't take a look. Take a look. Just be careful. He's going to put his hand on your shoulder when he, as he says it. He's going to cast guidance.
Because you know I suck at looking at things.
Look, I know you're really bad at this somehow. I don't know how, but you're bad at looking, apparently.
I like to think it's because she's shorter, so like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, like he picks her up a little bit. Like,
yeah.
And also, maybe he makes her hair out of her eyes. Because she has like a lot of hair and she just keeps it all in her face all the time.
Do you want to try and climb up into the weird, like,
into that? I'm going to just look up.
Okay.
So I'm going to use one of my plus ones for each of them to look down, like, up and then look through the other tunnel, the right tunnel, and up the middle one.
That sounds exceedingly fair. Please give me a perception check.
But I have guidance, too. What's my guidance, Jasper?
You roll a d4 and then add it to your ability score. Okay. Roll, to your roll.
Ooh, a 3 for the
so
bonus.
So I get plus 4 to both.
Woo!
I don't know how to add that, but we'll just
I think we could do that math.
We could do plus four in our minds. Okay, yeah. So up the tunnel is the first one.
Okay. So you're crawling up into that kind of crawl space area.
Nice.
Ooh, 16.
16.
So you're going to look. So what it looks like is it's really tight to get in there at first. Like, you don't really have too much of a problem, but like you're kind of like just kind of like shimmying in there, and then it starts to like snake its way up a bit, again, like 30, 35 degrees, something like that. But it's what I would hearken it to is like crawling through ductwork. Mm. Something like in Die Hard or something like that, where you're watching a character climb through ductwork. It is tight. It is hands and knees, and it goes on for a while. Like, you can, like, from what you can see, it's like, yeah, it goes on for like, I don't know, at least several dozen feet, because I can't see the end of it quite. But yeah, that, you know, you don't see anything lethal in there.
I don't think Boss or Terry, you'll be able to get through here, because it definitely requires arms. Sorry.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
It is a hindrance.
Yeah. Those damn arms.
Yeah. And then the other one. Ooh.
Ooh, shit.
22.
The other one, again, just looks like more of the same. There's nothing there that strikes you as particularly easier or harder. You see some more of that phosphorescent, like that algae type stuff. You can see it kind of skimming along the top of the water. You can see it. If anything, it looks like maybe it's if like you were in Photoshop and you were messing around with one of the brushes, like you're going a little hog wild on some of it. Like, it's like, okay, that's a little more like you too much. Let's undo. But like, whoever did that, it just kind of like let it go. So like it's a little brighter in some spots. You didn't see any of it in the tighter crawl space one. And you have no idea what's on the left-hand side sloping down.
This tunnel is just a lot of what we've been doing. So dog seems to be opposed to the left one, and we can't get through the one going straight up because arms, and this one's the same. So I don't see anything out of place on this one. It may be a little brighter, actually.
We're not going left. Good girl. He's going to pat dog. Something tells me hang on. Do we have any rope? He's going to look over at Terry and Kanan.
There's rope.
I have rope.
Yeah, I have rope. I have 50 feet of hempen rope.
Same. I mean,
maybe. And a tinder box.
One of us could climb up this one. I mean, it's a tight fit.
So. I'm just thinking, you know, we could keep going that way, and he's going to be kind of putting his hand out like straight, or he's going to put a sign up, or we may be just able to go right on up. That's what I wish we could do, because I want out of here. I don't know if y'all noticed, but it doesn't smell too good down here. So I want out as soon as we can, but it's going to be tough for everybody.
It's not a tight fit for me, so maybe I should. I mean, for you all, it's small, but I could do it.
Yeah, but
Runes doesn't like that idea. He's going to shake his head.
Yeah, Kanan nuts. Yeah, separating isn't a good idea.
I would agree.
I mean, I have this spell that I think I could do. I'm just going to do it.
Fireball?
And then Tamika goes invisible.
I'm just going to do it. Oh. Bye.
Bye. What does that remind me of?
Huh. Oh my God.
And then Tamika goes invisible. I mean, then no one could see me. You hear her saying this, but you can't see her.
Huh.
I mean, can you guys? Oh my god, it worked! Right?
Well, if you meant to turn invisible, then yeah, I don't know what you meant to do.
Yes, it worked. Just gonna reach out, like,
trying to find where she was.
If you like, she hasn't moved at all. So
you're like crawling up there.
Immediately relieved too when you're not gone.
Okay, so I could do that now. Cool. I'm gonna go check what's up there, and then no one can see me, right? You guys can't see me, so no one else can.
Kanan steps in front of the hole, the middle hole, and says, "Well, before you go running off, things in this cave don't rely on sight, I don't think. Right?"
Oh, I got something else for that. And then prestidigitation. I'm going to make all of my smell mist disappear.
All my smells. Just make them go away.
All my smells.
All my smells go away. Well, Tamika, look, I don't want to burst your bubble, but... And he looks at Petrichor. Correct me if I'm wrong, Petrichor. This algae stuff doesn't smell like anything weird, right?
He's going to shrug. Oh, sorry. Every time someone talks to Petrichor for a second, I think it's runes. And I don't know why I do that. And I apologize. It's happened multiple times.
You can play Petrichor if you prefer.
I can't do a Southern accent. No one wants to hear that.
I would like to hear that.
Do it. Look, this doesn't smell like much of anything, and I don't even know what it is, to be honest. Look, so, we don't have a whole lot of options. No, we just don't have a lot of options here.
Right. Tamika, if you want to do this, obviously I can't stop you. And then, like, he looks at his arms, and I wouldn't try to stop you anyways. But it's safe to say things in here probably look for vibrations. And I'm just basing that off what we've seen so far. Sight, I mean, the only thing that makes light is these little... this algae mold stuff around here, and I'm hoping to gods that this stuff isn't getting into our lungs or infecting our brain or something, so we don't like those rats, but just be very careful up there. We can't really do much for you if you get stranded up there, if something grabs you.
Hey, Runes, give me that rope of yours.
He will do so.
And he'll make like a little loop, like and he'll hand it over to wherever he thinks Tamika might be, which is probably completely in the wrong direction.
Like, and then just wear Tamika this. Will turn him in the right way, and okay. Like,
just put this around your waist, just in case.
Sure thing. And then she'll like salute towards Kanan, but he won't see it. Yeah, but she does it anyways.
So everybody just sees this rope start moving.
It's like those old like fake invisible dog things that you'd see in the beach.
Oh yeah.
And then everyone's gonna see for a moment the rope move towards Runes, and then Runes is gonna feel arms wrap around him for a second, and then she's gonna scurry towards the hole.
I was going to ask how realistic it would be that Runes could follow her, but like, because he's very thin, but he's also very long, you know? I don't think he could do it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel like he'd fit, but then it'd end up being like those weird, scary cave diving videos of those guys.
Yeah, it would be like the descent. I don't want to.
I don't like it. So, Tamika's going to crawl up in here. And you're just kind of like, you're just trying to get to a point where you can maybe see an end or see like what's, yeah. So you're going to get like 10, 20, 30, 40 feet, just kind of like, just like crawling around in here. And the one really noticeable thing, again, you none of that algae, but you are going to feel like a slimy substance, kind of like it's kind of wet. And what it may just be is like trapped moisture over, like just kind of over, like it's constantly kind of mildewy and just, you know, but it definitely does feel a little viscous. And since you're crawling upward, as you place your hands down, like you can almost feel a current, like it's running through your fingers a little bit, like you can feel it. And as you're crawling up, it gets a little sticky here and there. So like while you're crawling and you lift your hands up, it's, you hear that like kind of a suctiony, like a little, you know, and then it'll kind of dissipate. And then like, I imagine it's like, you just kind of like wipe that off. And you're going to notice a lot of it's bunched up by your knees, like very kind of sloshy and stuff. And you're like maybe 100 feet. So like the rope has to have been either let go of, or, you know, like just probably a holler back. It's like, okay, nothing yet. But you're getting to the point now where you're gonna have to make a judgment call, right? Can I get a perception check from you?
I still have +3.
How long does it last? I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news.
No, it's just one ability check.
Oh, okay. Oh, almost a one.
12? 12's good. 12's good. So it's real dark in here, but you have dark vision, so that's not a big deal. The sliminess you could definitely do without. And you're going to smell like a... it's kind of a tangy, like a tangy smell. Kind of like a... man, kind of like spicy mustard, like mixed with like a very earthy, like mud kind of smell. And you're going to catch like a whiff of it, like every third breath. It's just like, like that's a little weird. And along the sides, you're going to see where some of this liquid's coming from. And there are these little pustules. And it looks like they're almost breathing on the side of...
I'm going to turn around.
Yeah? Okay. Okay. So just kind of like shimmying back after that.
Yeah, because here's my thought process on it. And for the listeners, mm-hmm. we are taught to be a group. We are a unit. And if my rope is running out and then I am encountering something I'm unfamiliar with, we are... like we were taught to reconfigure, like get back together and then figure out how to go forward.
Okay.
Which is why I'm going to go back down. That's how we were taught for 8 weeks. That was drilled into us.
Sure.
they lost too many ravens before us.
Yeah.
I cannot stress this enough. Trash goes in a trash can.
Yeah.
So yeah, the good news is like it's a little sticky going back until you get to the slick part of it, and then you just pop right out of that thing. Just so you are coated, like the front of you is just coated in this, like big kind of like sticky strands of this. And when you actually get to see like light again, you're gonna see that it has like a kind of like a pinkish greenish swirl to it. It looks like a really off color mucus type of thing.
Oh. I would like to point out that she's invisible, so they just see this pinkish thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little gooey invisible Tamika.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey. Prestidigitation. It's gone.
Wait, before like it, if Petrichor saw you coming out of there, would he have recognized, could he nature check? I mean, this is his domain. Please. In a way. I'd love to see if he understood if this is something that he'd never seen before and just simply doesn't exist. He's like, yeah, this please. Is not natural. Normal, advantage, disadvantage, normal. There we go.
Give me normal.
There we go.
13.
13. Petrichor actually does know a bit about this. Ooh. So in exceedingly damp areas, you'll have really aggressive fungi build up kind of a poisonous gas. So not only will they burst clean in your face, but they also cover you with that sticky goo, which has been known to attract much larger critters that
Prestidigitation for real. Not even kidding now.
Yeah, no. So if he told you that, it's like, hey, guess what? So yeah, that's
yeah. Hey, clean your clothes right now. Get it off. Go. And then he'll explain whatever the name of it would be, or whatever they called it back in the Silver Glaive. They probably have a name for it or something like that. And
yeah. So Tamika will turn back visible and then like, oh gosh. And then like do a snap and then get this off. And then because it's voice and somatic, and then it disappears. Like
abracadabra, get the fuck off me.
And Anu looks on jealously as he tries to snap his fingers in his hand.
All right, well, looks like that may not have been the right way to go, but thank you for trying.
I think maybe we should stick to the one that looks like the one we've been going down.
Onward. Kanan, you got a little light for me?
Yeah, and then he'll say, I need you to get more of that material out of my pocket, please.
Yep. done.
By now, he knows the drill. Now he puts it in my hand, I crunch it up. And then as we're walking, Kanan will say to the group, well, I guess now we know how things eat in here, based off of the spore essay we got a little earlier. So that's good to know. Nobody touch whatever that thing looked like. Tamika, I think you're going to have to point it out for us if we see it down here.
Well, in the dark, it just looked like clear, sticky stuff. So just don't touch anything.
Okay.
Ever.
All right. The plan stays the same.
Got it.
So it sounds like we're picking the path to the right.
Yeah.
Okay. For fun, when you guys make a decision like this, let's lock it in. And then I'll tell you about one of the other paths. You can tell me which one. It's like, hey, out of curiosity, and I'll tell you all about it.
Do we want to find out about dog or the weird fungi?
My vote is dog, because the fungus, I feel like we got enough of it.
We got a beat on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I want a dog.
So the path to the left was going to add 3 hours to your journey, and it was straight up Cronenbergian. You don't want it. Like,
oh, thank God we missed it. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you don't want it. Dog is like, fuck that. Like, no, dude. Whatever's down there has got way more legs than it should.
Thank you, dog.
And I don't want to go down there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's more of, it's like a, sounds like a more of Bree's fear right down that path. Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for someone else to give me a travel die.
And it can go up to D100.
Or down to a D2.
It starts subtracting.
Flip a coin. Yeah.
What are we thinking? D12?
First of all, I think it's Bree's turn.
No.
Wasn't a question.
I've been happily sitting in the background, not making any choices.
I know.
Which is why you've been called upon.
This is bullshit.
Your time is now, Bree.
Look, here's the thing. Jasper just went. Both Alex's arms are broken. Susan got sticky. Like, it's your turn.
Ew.
I'm sorry. I don't know what. How would you describe that? Like,
exactly. I mean, you did.
That's my personal business. Let's talk for you.
Pippin looked sad, so I'm going to pick him up.
Our HR manager.
Well, what do you think I should roll?
WWPD. What would Pippin do?
WWPD.
D4.
How high can Pippin count?
D4.
Well, let's see. He was scared of a tiny inflatable snowman earlier.
He was so frightened. He barked at it and ran away.
Aw, Rudy's been afraid of those. The inflatable ones, there's something about them.
It's like they're breathing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's terrifying.
And then they kind of move a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, no. I kind
of
get that.
The unpredictability of their movements, I think, is a big one too, because it's just like
it was laying there; it didn't move. No. At all.
it didn't move at all. No. Okay.
Okay.
So we got 9 last time, mm-hmm. and that ate up like 3.5 hours. You said, right?
No. Eight nope. out about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Hour and a half. Yeah. That was wishful thinking. Okay.
So, Bree, I am thinking for you because you want to play it a little more cautious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking D6. How do you feel
oh,
about
right,
it?
You're right. D6. All right. Let's go.
Okay.
Susan decided. Well...
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well...
I was just thinking really quickly if you could send me $100. No yeah. big deal. Just...
Yeah. Like if you yeah. could like...
All right, seriously, I don't want to be down here for much longer is the thing, because every time we have to roll, there's a chance we'll roll low.
True.
At least if we roll a d12, we might get out of here faster. Same mm-hmm. for a d20, or
alive
even a d100.
You know, Alex wanted a d10 earlier, so maybe you should follow what Alex wants.
As a leader.
I'm just trying to blame every... I'm trying to help you blame everybody else.
I don't know, Bree. You seem to really like the idea of a D100. Like, you've been like...
Ooh. What if you're the hero that gets everybody out of here?
What if I'm the one who kills Terry?
That is another possibility.
I'll make a deal on your behalf, Bree, if you'd like.
Why doesn't Jason offer me a deal?
Oh, I'm offering him a deal. No, it's not. I can't do it. I can only offer you the good side of it. I can't offer you the bad side. The good side was going to be D100. If it's 100, we make our way to Esterholt.
That's true. We actually come out in Esterholt. Like
Mario Warpipe gets us there right
yeah.
away.
We're just I in would... Ness's basement.
It's,
like, hey.
It's too much. It's too much.
On a D100, yeah, I could fast track you guys. I'll let you skip a majority of the divide.
And then heal all our injuries.
Wait, no matter what I roll on the D100.
No.
If you get a D100.
Roll out. 100. Okay, no. Roll the 100. All right. I thought that was a deal, maybe. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. If let's say you do a D100. On a 90 through 100, I'm going to do something incredibly advantageous. Like we're talking the rare break of sunshine through the clouds that your group so desperately needs.
Can
Susan?
I was going to say, can I have an addendum?
Please.
Bree has been in the last 2 live episodes, and I know that's a +1, but this is if she does a D100, could it be +5?
Oh,
I'll do this. If you roll a +1, okay. If you roll, let's say a D100, you can't add anything to the travel die itself, but I will let you roll advantage on one roll of, you know. Not the D100, but anything after that.
Okay.
However.
Uh-huh.
If you roll a 1 through 10,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw the most nightmarish, skin-crawling, body-rejecting shit I can at this party.
All right. So I'd just like to point out what you just told me is the rules for the D100, but you made it worse for me specifically. Like,
no, I
that's
didn't.
The new deal. It's well, like, oh, it's going to be really Cronenbergian if it's between 1 and 10, that thing you were upset about.
Yes. That's called a penalty. But you also get advantage and, you know, you, yeah.
Right, but like all, like D100 is already going to be a disastrously horrible thing or a really awesome thing. That's what the D100's for.
Right, but that's part of the... This is tailored to you because it's your deal.
Okay. I'm going to just roll it. I'm going to do it, I think.
Okay, let's do
How's
it.
The group feel?
This is, I love it.
I'm here for it. I'm crossing all my fingers for you.
All right, 1 second. I need...
You know what? How about we grab a drink, hit the bathroom, come on back. Like, we'll fucking, like, get a drink
of
water.
I'm going to grab a little bit of that bullet. Old-fashioned cocktail. Pre-mixed.
Already made?
Pre-mixed for you.
I can't go to the bathroom because I'm too nervous.
Neither can I. I lit some incense for good luck.
Okay.
All right. We didn't really take a break. We were all just kind of like, there's no seconds.
I can't.
All right. Here let's we go. Do it, Bree. Come on.
Okay, Ray, it rolled with advantage. No, it didn't. It didn't. Oh. Yay!
Holy shit! God.
That's a 90, ladies and gentlemen.
What was your promise, Jason?
I'm going to give you guys something incredibly advantageous.
Chocolate, because it doesn't exist in
dairy. I didn't even believe that I would get over 90. There was no part
of me.
I'm
going to give it to Dog. No.
Oh, no. Fuck you.
You monkey paw motherfucker. I knew it.
Exactly.
No. Fucking congratulations. So here's what's going to happen.
Yay. I didn't ruin everything. This is great.
I believed in you the entire time.
No. This is good. So you guys are going to see a lot of messed up stuff down here as you travel. And you're starting to link up. It's like, okay, the thicker this algae stuff gets, the worse these creatures have been kind of messed with. And you're going to see a lot of dead ones. You're going to see a couple that they look like they were rats at one point, but they seem to have like spider legs kind of like sticking out of their mouths, and like they're 2 feet long, and like if they're very malformed, like everything's messed up. So looking at that, it's like, okay, let's kick that away from me or something. Like you just kind of... And there are two paths up ahead. Now, one, you can hear running water, like a lot of running water, like a waterfall or something like that. And that's going to be to your left. To your right, it's eerily silent, except every once in a while you're going to hear like a gloop, gloop, something like that. And just kind of like craning your head back there, it's you're going to see light. And it seems to be coming from above. It's kind of like shining down, but it looks like moonlight. I want everyone to do me a favor and give me a perception check, please. And this will be to judge both ways here.
Jason, you put us in Alien Resurrection, essentially, is what you did.
13.
Right.
9, 11, 12, 13. What about Terry?
What about Dog?
Cool. Terry
and Dog. You do have to roll for Terry and Dog.
Let's see. Dog, you get... let's see. Dog's got keen senses. Yeah.
I do too, but it didn't help me. I literally have a feature that's keen senses.
Yo, Dog is the... Oh, my God. 19.
Yo, I heard you like Dog.
I don't know if Terry's perception is so keen right this minute. Yeah.
Should probably Dog's, be halved, to be fair.
Yeah, Dog's got a 19 with advantage there. So, again, kind of like... kind of eyeballing the darker, like the not the darker one, but the one with the moonlight coming down, just like a little bit, but also advancing forward, like not afraid, just wary. And Terry's gonna like grab, like just not grab Dog, but just kind of like reach out, and he's gonna kind of miss the first two times, and then just like because he's still like. He's still doing this stuff the entire time. Like, wait. I got something that might help. It's I could only use it one time. But like, if we really need it, then we can use it. And he's kind of like motion, like, you know, could someone get my backpack, please?
Rune.
Yeah, mess around.
Not can I look around?
Not can I.
Nose goes.
Help.
I'm trying to.
I can't reach my nose.
Oh no! Oh, someone's gonna have to help you go potty. I just
He's been having to go for a while. He's like, Don't think about it.
And then the rushing water sound. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the sound. That was what it was. Sorry, everybody. All right, Tamika's helping.
Yeah, Tamika will grab his bag.
There's some. It's a little box, probably towards the bottom. It's heavy. Like it's this little thing, like like maybe the size of like something you'd keep like a Zippo lighter in, something like that. Kind of ornate. And if you open this, like there is a faint glow coming off of this. It is locked tight, but like it's not padlocked or anything. Like you can just like open it. Like there's a little kind of wrench like key thing. Okay, don't touch it, but like you can open it. Like just don't touch it with your skin. So if we really need to, that is an active teleportation rune, but I've never used it before. My dad gave it to me just in case something got real bad, and I can only use it once, so I don't have a way of charging it again. So if we really want to use it, we can.
Wait a second. You're telling me you've got a way to just pop everybody out and put us somewhere else?
Yeah, but it's not exact. I'm not... Look, I'm not as good as my sister is with that kind of stuff. So like I can get us out, but I don't know exactly where we'll go.
I've got like 14,000 questions right now. Kenan, what's up?
Kenan looks at Terry. So if we open it, it turns on. Is that how it works?
You just got to hold it and it takes a couple of seconds to activate, but yeah.
But can I open it and read it before it turns on?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing to read.
Ah.
Where is it supposed to take you? Just wherever you want to go or to a special place?
No. It's a low-level rune. It's only going to take us so many miles, but it's not here. And he's kind of like, again, like holding, you know, he's still holding the side of his head. He's like, guys, I'm hurt real bad. And I don't think, I don't know if we're in any shape to fight here.
I think we should use it. Holding it in one hand.
I mean, I don't know if things are going to get worse. And if they do, we might want to save it, but we know something's down here, right? And I could see light over on that side, but I don't know. Dog's acting up real bad. I don't know. It's up to you guys. You're the adventurers.
Kenan's going to stop him. No, Terry. We're all adventurers. Don't let anyone tell you differently. You are without a doubt an adventurer, whether you like it or not. And he'll look back to the group, specifically to Petrichor, and then kind of like motion like a coming, basically like give him the look like
be Petrichor at him.
Come on.
Yeah, Petrichor. Right. So, Terry, what you're saying here is that you have something that could save yourself and all your friends, and you're willing to use it while you've got effectively a broken body, half a face, and everything's been just about as bad as it can be pretty much since you were born. Is that right?
Mostly recently, but yeah.
All right. I would say you've pretty much got the badge of adventurer in you right now. Let me tell you one more thing here. And he's going to just sort of point, not touch, but point towards his face wound, his eye. He's going to say, I'll tell you one thing. You take the bravery that you're talking about right this second that I'm seeing here. You take that wound right there. You make yourself a paladin out of it. You start coming down towards me with like some sort of warhammer or some other paladin shit. I see that scar on your face when you just got one eye and you're coming to about attack me. I right there, I pee my pants. You're just about, I'm kind of jealous. I'll be honest with you. So look, I think Tamika's right. I think we should do this. I ain't seen things this bad in a long time.
Can I nods?
So, everyone cuddle, I guess.
Oh, yay!
Kanan walks over, like, touches Runes with his elbow. Come on, big guy.
Like, Runes loves him over. A group hug. Let's do this. He's got real long arms. He can get around everybody.
So, okay. basically, I just gotta hold this thing and squeeze it, and the longer I squeeze it, the more of a charge it's going to have. It's got a max of 100 miles, but again, I'm not totally sure how to direct it. I just know it won't be here. So you guys are sure about this?
I don't know how these things work, but just think real hard to where we want to be.
Where do we want to be?
Yeah.
Somewhere seems ideal, I think, if we can make it that far. Sorry, go ahead, Runes.
Do you say that out loud?
I would look at the group first. I'd be like, Dawnhurst sounds reasonable for 100 miles.
Terry's actually, and it's like, didn't you say there were a bunch of vampires there?
Yeah, that's right. That was part
of it. That's probably not great.
Can you give me like a few days? Just a few days? To...
Yeah, boss. Don't you want to be healed?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if everyone in Dern Hollow's on the same page as us anymore.
Listen, we're probably going to get some better help in Dawnhurst than in Dern Hollow. I'll be honest with you. And he's going to just be looking around at everybody's broken, scarred, bloody bodies. The blood is probably not a good thing for vampires. But anyway, I don't know. Seems like we should just make our way.
Kanan stops again. Also, no offense, but Terry says he's never done this before, and he's got more of an approximation than a direct hit. And I haven't really messed with teleportation that much outside of experiences with my darker side, like I mentioned before. But I think we've taken too many chances recently, so maybe I changed my mind a little.
You're saying don't do this?
I'm saying Dern Hollow seems like a reasonable substitute for trying to aim for Dawnhurst. If he misses, we're in the divide.
Well, if he misses, we could be in the side of a mountain. So, I mean...
Yeah. Good point.
How far away are we from Esterholt?
Quite. So by like the crow flies, you're a good 130, 140 miles away.
That's over. It's over 100.
Okay. Terry would speak up. So I guess it's a good time to mention it won't teleport us into anything, like no mountains, no, nothing. It's going to be.
I was
going to
mention that would be a Cronenberg move, and you promised me none of that nonsense. So,
well, it's also so Terry's dad set this up for Terry. Like,
it's Terry proof.
It.
Well, it looks like we're about 100 miles away from Dawnhurst.
Oh, even more tempting.
But like, what would we do once we were there?
We go to the church and we tell them, we scream like Quasimodo, sanctuary, please, sanctuary.
Yeah, but they're all vampires there.
Yeah.
The whole place is vampires?
The whole town is vampires. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Aubrey? Because Aubrey's the one with some vampires.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Aubrey.
Yeah, no, Aubrey has some vampires. No, Dawnhurst is all vampires. They're the...
That's our mission. Our mission was to go there.
The fang.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean...
So, if you guys are talking, Terry's... Like, he's got a beat up map and like he's got it kind of like folded up near like the rune. So like it's kind of like, OK, in case of emergency type of thing. It's like it's kind of like wet at this point. Like everything's kind of damp. It's like, guys, we're almost 100 miles away from anything except for Dern Hollow. And I mean,
Dern Hollow seemed fine. It was the people outside of Dern Hollow that were stinky.
Yeah.
I hate to backtrack, but at the same time, we do need some help. There's no vampires that we know of. And frankly, we did have a couple people said we could stay at their place, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. That's true. The blossoming blossom.
That's a good name for a
I mean,
a bar.
We have a free stay.
You helped write a book, Bri.
Wait, what's blossoming? I know there's it's
cherry
blooming.
Blossom heaven, I think.
Cherry blossom heaven. Yep.
No, we're not going to stay there.
It's just my weeb brain making it cherry blossom.
You doubted yourself. Don't do that.
I did.
Fine. I get it. Let's go back to what we're familiar with, even if it's not comfortable, because at least it won't be. Well, look, we got to rest. All right.
Let's go upstairs.
So we're using this or not? I'm sorry. We're using it.
We're using
it. Yeah. And don't hold it for too long, because we're not going too far. That was Tamika talking to Terry.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to roll 2d12s.
Oof.
The first d12 is to see how long it's held, right? Because it's like just like the you don't want to undershoot it, but you don't want to overshoot it because this is your one, you know what I mean? So like this is, so I need a volunteer for that.
I haven't rolled anything tonight, I don't think.
Oh my god, there you go.
Yeah. So 2d12s?
No, just 1d12.
Okay.
12 being the maximum, like 4.
What's a 4? Okay. What's a 4 get me?
Just about like, I don't know, 40 miles, a little less. Oh, somewhere, you know, a little less than that.
Okay.
Now the other d12. Imagine the face of a clock. Do you see the circle where you guys are right now?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You're going to roll one more D12. And I'm going to draw a line, because that's going to be how far you're going to go. And you're going to be able to see it before we ever do it. Okay. Cone. I don't want a cone. I don't want a ray. Come on, buddy. Work with me. I'm trying. Hold on.
No, Bree and I are just
we're manifesting. We're manifesting it. We're just
whoa.
Oh, that's bigger than I'd like.
Oh no, that's way so farther just, than I thought.
Just about that. So okay, now we're gonna move this down here, but we're gonna find out the direction, right? So a 12 is north, right? Like imagine the face of a clock, and then one, two, three, four. So go ahead and give me a d12, sir.
We're looking for something in the sweet spot of both ends of this number, well, of this line, essentially, I'm assuming.
So, like, let me give you an idea. Directly north, a 12 is going to stick you in orc territory.
My favorite.
2, 3, and 4 are going to stick you right into the Deadwood or the Divide proper.
Awesome, my favorite.
Anything other than that. So 5 on, there's portions of the Divide you'll be into, but it's a much less traveled, like much less ambush country. And then, of course, 6 would be south. You'd be, you know, in the hills and stuff. Like, yeah, there's lots of options here. I'd say 75% of your options are hunker down and get some rest somewhere.
That sounds good. Okay.
Okay. So basically, we're not looking for a 12, 1, 2, or 3, at least. Okay.
Such a weird range.
It's so weird, right? Okay, baby.
There we go.
Give me D12. 2.
Fuck me.
Okay. Can I, let's see. Nope. I need it. So we're going to.
Uh-oh, Jasper.
Uh-oh.
No, we lost Jasper.
No.
So for some reason, we all decided to change clothes, lighting, and time of day. But what I was in the middle of telling you guys was you're going to be teleported just beyond the Deadwood. You're just north. It's right here. It's right here on the map.
I know what it is. I'm all too familiar with this location.
You know it. So here's the thing.
Mm-mm. I rolled this, 90.
Yes, you did. But then we rolled for you're out of the cave. You're ground level. And you're going to be teleported into a clearing. It's a clearing because you're just north of the woods themselves. This is orc country. Now, the good news is you're nowhere near the Brugal camp. So you're a good 60 or 70 miles away from the Brugal camp. So thumbs up to you guys. Now, you are alone. It is nighttime. Middle of the night, 2 a.m. You're going to start to hear noises, obviously. Like there's a big sensory overload, big flash of light, bam, teleported. There's this essentially almost Terminator style, this big sphere that has eaten up, you know, shrubbery, grass, that type of thing. You guys are fine. You're all, well, I mean, relatively, you're all a bunch, you're broken, but you've all made it out of that cave. Nothing's going to hurt you from the cave. You are going to hear lots of it sounds like tons and tons of twigs snapping at once, just tons of them, like you're like a lot. And I think it's a great time for us to stop for the night. We'll pick up next time. I do. Positive? Yeah, I am. You're not even on mic anymore. So,
because I'm mad.
why don't you mute yourself, tell me all about it, and then I'll catch it on the recording and we'll listen to it later. What we're going to leave you guys with today in the credits is a lonely Jasper being recorded without his knowledge for the entirety of our credits with funny music. So thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. And we'll see you next week with a brand new episode of Dungeons and Randomness.
I'm so excited.